Wat zeg je dus pas dan heel zenuwachtig zo'n valk? Oké, okay, maar ik so, we're holding pack at your base. So I'll say an interesting point. First, I will begin. Well, today I was zocher this morning to be a sandak at a bris. So I give you all a bracha. Bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeichem. Now, what's even more interesting is that the child that was born was named Shlomo Eliezer. By Talmud Zalmi Shaiwitz, son Shlomo Eliezer. And Shlomo is after his Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Warman, who were in the middle of learning a piece in the Oros Yirei Machamim, as we left off yesterday. So Ramesh came at the right time. Came at the right time. That Rabbi Warman was a Chasheva Talmud Chacham, wrote many Sfarim. He was a Rebbe in Hank, and Rebbe for many Talmidim. Sheiris Yosef is... Sheiris Yosef. Yeah. Okay. So we were discussing the Shiloh of, is there a question of being mema'it behanoah? In other words, if you're violating an isser, right, meaning what you're allowed to say, say you were allowed to violate, you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur if you're cholish yesh bo sakana, so is there an inyan that you should dafka be mema'it behanoah? Meaning, in terms of this quality and quantity, kamus and echus, so when it comes to quantity, if you could eat less, then by all means, eat less. If that's not going to be a sakana to eat less. You only could eat more if the choli behooves you to eat more. But what about in terms of the quality? In other words, say I have to drink a certain amount of liquid, say a shot glass of liquid, would we say that it's better to have water over, like the example Rabbi Kyle gave from Rabbi Miller, to have water versus Powerade? Or we say, no, you're having a shot glass of Powerade, so there's nothing wrong with choosing Powerade over the water because it's the same quantity anyway. And quality doesn't play a role. So this was the discussion we had. That we had yesterday, the Or Sameach quoted a Chacham Echad who seemingly said that you should be mema'it the quality as well. Because he said that he quotes from the Gemara in Shavuos, where the Gemara in Shavuos talks about someone who was having relations, say, with his wife, and she was Tahora, and then in the middle she became Anida while they were together. So the Gemara says that he can't leave her while he's still erect, because that would give him more pleasure. He would have to lose the erection and then leave her. So the Chacham Echad and the Or Sameach says that you see from here that if you can be memait in the Hana, it behooves you to be memait in the Hana. Because here he's violating an isser of being bibol and ida. So if he can be memait the Hana, then he's mechuyev to do so. So that was his raya. And then the Or Sameach in the end says not that way. The Or Sameach says that it's, you see from the Gemara in Yuma that as long as the quantity is the same quantity, so there's no difference in the quality if you want to eat more or a better quality versus a lesser quality, that would be okay. And just like the Gemara speaks about the person who has the basar shamein on one hand, fat meat, and the lulei gefanim on the other hand, it's equal choice of koseves, even though the basar shamein is going to be much more tasty than the lulei gefanim. And then we said that Rabbi Warman gave a raya to the Or Sameach, and he said that when the Gemara discusses a person's sick and he has to eat macholos asura, so we say akal akal tchila. And he says, "Nevel kchusha u'shmeina machil nasol kchusha." V'zel lekishum ribu hano. Okay, before the leki sura b'masha marbe hanoso. Tevel nevel machil nasol nevela, because tevel is misa v'de shemayim. Nevel is only a lot, so give him nevela. Tevel shvius. So why didn't the Gemara say, instead of giving those examples, the Gemara should have given an example where you have the same, it's both nevela, and one is a tasty nevela, one is not a tasty nevela. That would have been a bigger chiddush, to say that you have to take the nevela that's less fatty to memait the hanah. But he says, the Gemara never says that. So mashma that if you're having the same quantity, the fact that you're having a better quality is not a problem. And then he says that so that's a question. Rabbi Kyle said, Rabbi Miller tells people a lot before Yom Kippur who have to drink to take the what? The Powerade over the water. Yeah, he said that. Oh, yeah, we saw you.
He doesn't say power, he just said it's no matter the water.
The water.
And that's it. So, no
matter. Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. Okay. Then, Rabbi Warman's safer here. He quotes also from the Baba Vareva's son-in-law, Rav Goldberger, on the bottom of page 23, and he says that maybe there's a special din by Nida, where the Pasuk says, Utihi Nidosa Olav, that teaches us that you have to be Porish with Aver Mace, that you have to lose the erection and then come out and not be Porish Be'Aver Chai. So maybe that's a special Gzeiros HaKasu if he's saying by Nida. But by other areas of Halacha, see, by Nida clearly we see this idea that you should be Mamayit Behana if you can. So, but by other areas of Halacha that we don't have that Gzeiros HaKasu, so maybe there's no Halacha that you have to be Mamayit Behana. Then Rabbi Warman here quotes from the Yad HaMelech that says another interesting idea. He has a big chiddush. On page 20, in the bottom paragraph, Rabbi Warman says from the Yad HaMelech, he says that if a person's sick on Yom Kippur, or say he's sick generally, not Yom Kippur, and he has to eat treif, because pikuach nefesh, so then we say try to minimize the chomer ha'iser. But what about on Yom Kippur? If you have to eat on Yom Kippur, so do we say, well, you have to eat anyway, so there's no difference between kosher and treif. You're eating anyway. Because everything's treif on Yom Kippur. Well, do we say, no, that's ridiculous. Just because you're eating in Yom Kippur, it's only the Yisr Yom Kippur that is mutter, but not the Yisr Tarfas. So the Yad HaMelech says this very big Chiddush, that we have a concept of Kaven to Ishtri Ishtri, that say a Metzora, when he has to be Matar himself, so how does he go into the Mikdash? He can't go in, he's a Metzora, but he has to get Tara. So he sticks his thumbs in, right? And they put the blood, the oil, whatever. But so therefore, the halacha of the Metzora not going in, we let him go in, partially. Because that's the only way he can be Metzora. But what if now he gets another tumor? He gets a tumor's carry. The Metzora gets a tumor's carry. So maybe, since he's mutter to put his hands in, even though he has tumas saras, so then even though he has tumas keri, it should also be mutter, because once it's mutter to come in partially betuma, mitzad the iser saras, who are then from the iser keri. So he wants to say that maybe the same thing on Yom Kippur. That since he's sick, he's allowed to eat, which is an Issacharis, so then maybe we should say that even if the Gufa Isser is treif, is chaylev, then he can eat as well. That's a very... So he says like this. So too, he wants to say, based on the Yad HaMelech, Rabbi, one wants to say that, say he has to eat on Yom Kippur, has to drink on Yom Kippur, so really he could drink water. Let's assume water is in a Sakaris. So there, once he can drink that, so he said, hold Ishtri Ishtri, then he can drink even something that has a greater Hanah. Because once we're matter this occurs with Gabi water, we're matter it even the Gabi juice and other things. Even though it's going to get a greater Hanah. But he said that the Chiddush of the Yad HaMelech, that once you can eat on Yom Kippur, you can eat whatever you want, the Beis Yosef does not subscribe to. Because he says, in Yom Kippur there's also a din of Machil and also a Kal Kal Tchila. That if you don't have to eat treif on Yom Kippur, why eat treif? To eat kosher food on Yom Kippur. So that's preposterous, the simple pshat. Okay. Then, I was showing you yesterday a little bit that the Yad Tana mentions his Chiddush in more than one place in the Sefer, of that drinking water on Yom Kippur is only the Rabbanan. Here he has it on page 8 and 9, Siman Reish Pei Dalet. On page 9, he says, V'ein l'hakshos d'mayim nami imu tzomei harbe v'le yishku mayim yomus b'tzoma v'zech holi rahu. In other words, why don't you say that water harizu domel choloshim lo yishkel sam mar yomus hashoseb yom kippur ein chiv alav darchakas hanezeku ulkichas hamozon hu hakrovas hatoelis. In other words, he says water is like mavriach hari. That's the idea. Water is mavriach hari. In other words, it's going to stop the negativity, but it doesn't give a positive. Something positive. Mozon is hakrovas hatoelas. It gives you a positive energy, a positive thing. So, and that's his idea that he's trying to explain, and that's that water is just hachokas nezek. It's just it's nothing positive. It's just taking away a possible negativity, whereas mazon is giving you something positive.
So wouldn't you be able to drink
even
a
Tavua? So, okay, that's
right, he said it
because it's a Drabanan. So he's saying, Yair is pushing the envelope. He's pushing the envelope. He's saying, well, if it's only this is Drabanan, why shouldn't it be an Issa Drabanan? Maybe it should be. But to the Gamre, so I can understand that it should at least be an Issa Drabanan. Because, you know, most people think that it's an Issa Karis. So, so that's the idea that he's trying to explain. And then he quotes all the other sources that we saw from the, you know, this idea. But that was the Or Sameach was the famous, person who discusses that. And page Reisha 9, that's another place in the Halachos Ketanos that he seems to have this. Idea. It's a continuation, right. What? Which one? Right, so he's saying the Gemara is
so far from the Gemara, it's hard to
okay, what can I tell you? Shtiyah Sur in Hekesh Lomechs. Because he says he quotes the Tosis on Yuma on Ayin Zayin Amal Aleph on page 2. It says, Menayin L'sicha Shikha Shtiyah. Right? He says, how do you know Sikha Shtiyah? Tekhsiv Atavo Hamayin B'kirbi. Right? So Tosis asks, which pasuk is it? We have two pasukim. Why do we need both pasukim? You have the pasuk of soch lo sachti and the pasuk of tavo mayim bekirbo. So it says nearly this rich dilok siv el haikra do tavo mayim bekirbo. I know also a few shlichas she'enot shel tanum. Whereas if you only have the Tavo Mayim Bekirbo, so even Sicha She'enish Al Tanig is Osir. Lachi Aisim Kroad Daniel, Lamashur Shalom Nimna Elam Yisicha Shal Tanig, Sif Lisanos. He says, but the other Pasuk of Tavo Mayim Bekirbo. So he says, if you only, the Pasuk in Vani Basi, So the question is, why do you need both psukim? That was one pasuk. So he says from one of the psukim, "Dilok siva lahaykra v'tavola mayim b'kirbo hayin osur v'fil sicha she'eno shaltanuk k'shtia." Ach yaisim kada Daniel namashu shalom nimna el misicha shaltanuk niksiv les anos. So in other words, if you only had one of the psukim, you would think only if it's sicha shel hanoah, shel tanug. If it's not shel tanug, maybe it's not a problem. So therefore you need to say that even if it's not shel tanug. So he says here on page 9, Achrei Kosvi Le'el, Tidakti B'divrei Toysis, V'sicha Shikishti Shlema V'to Amayim, V'teima Li Amayit Tzrich Talmudo L'migbar Sicha M'Vesoch Lo Sachti, L'ha Mehai Kra Nafka, Nearly the Itzrich, the Iloksiv Elo Hai Kra Do, Savo Amayim, Hayinu Osir Mafil Sicha She'in Tana Kishtia. Lachim Maisi Kra Do Daniel. Only shall simcha, tainuk. I command the carry the shtiyah shein tainuk. Avogal the meisah tzalmahari kasav tzal shazer chakas nezek. They don't mel misha mis lahev b'shemesh. A person got like burnt in the sun. V'yorz v'tovel b'yam, and then he goes into the water to to ease his burn, his sunburn. Shein chatanuk, so he feels good. But that's. That's a negative. That's just thwarting negativity. Aval ain't a dover hazan es haguf. We were talking about the ma'isi raya l'gabe nu a mile ma'isi l'mayim. Why don't they bring a raya for mile? I'm milsi the most decent. The man the sichah gushtiya. Shenem av tovol ke mayim bekir bo ke eshem and batzmosam. The house of Moshe was written. Also because of Otei Mafil Sikha Shaltanik Tishtari Mikrod of Sokh Lo Sakhti Kamin Yonim Shal Tzah Shaya Ma'anam Tzah Napshom Lo Gamina Mehosam Fikha Itzvah Klushi Sikha Lishtiyah Dva Shtiyah Demayim Asur Midrabanon Av Sikha Mel Shamin Lishtiyah Asur Vlo Itzvah Lashminin Ne'in Hekesh Lamechsa. So he says we're comparing Sikha to Shtiyah. So sikh of mayim is only drabanan, and that's it. Okay. So these are some interesting ideas about this topic. Okay, Bez Hashem. So Sunday Bez Hashem, Rav Shir in a regular time. And then those are here for Shabbos who are coming to my house, I'll probably be davening here. There will be a minion here, Bez Hashem. There will be a minion there, if you as well. Shlomo Katz is going to be there. If you want to go hear him, you can welcome to hear him. If you want to come here, you're welcome to be here as well. But the eating, where are you going to be eating in our apartment on the Bez Hashem. Okay, and anyone who's going to be here, then let me know. Could let me know. Comes. Okay, we'll start Chumash and this week is the Thanksgiving week, so we don't have Shir Thursday. Thursday, I give my annual Shir in Gideon Hills, and we'll have Chumash on Wednesday this week, the coming week. Oh, Sunday after Thanksgiving, okay. We have some time to work it out, to figure it out.